Good morning.
Good morning,
Sensei. The line just popped into my head. I don't know who said it, but it's those changes. Oh, those awful changes. Which connects to this talk on impermanence. About a weekend ago, I picked some yellow flowers from next to the house. And they were really quite beautiful. Very vibrant. And they, in a metaphorical sense, seemed to be celebrating the arrival of summer. And I took them into the house and I placed them in a vase on my altar. And thereafter, each morning when I came down to sit, it felt like I was being welcomed by them. About 3 or 4 days later, I came down to sit, and the beautiful yellow flowers had turned brown. And some of their petals lay lifelessly on the altar. For a brief moment, I noticed myself clinging to my memory of them and the joy that they had brought, not wanting to let things pass as they always do. Even after Zazen, I wished the flowers were still there. So after breakfast, I went outside to get some more, only to discover that the petals of these flowers were also turning brown. Some falling into the flower bed, disappointed again. And then all of a sudden, gratitude appeared. Gratitude for their brief but wonderful stay. Buddha offers us 3 basic tenets of existence. The first is impermanence. The second is suffering. And the third is no self. So my talk today, I'm going to focus mostly on impermanence, although they're really inseparable. Buddha's final words to his disciples were, "Now, monks, I declare to you, all conditioned things have the nature of vanishing. Keep on diligently with your practice." We all know but may not accept that life is constantly changing. Nothing stays the same. Flowers fall, the sunny sky turns gray, we wake up one morning and have a cold. Then our best friend comes over to make us breakfast and a cup of tea. Soon we feel a little better, but we find out that the bag lady who begs at the corner has died. And we think, "I wish I had done more for her," and so it goes. To resist the truth of constant change, to hold the idea of how things are supposed to be, is what leads to suffering. But impermanence is not the enemy. It just is. It's a fact of life. So how do we deal with this fact of life? Well, we practice. But we don't practice to overcome impermanence. We practice to live in harmony with this fact. And how do we live in harmony? We continue to sit, and over time our minds become quiet. We see that preferences are just creations of our mind. As our minds quiet, these preferences that we hold about the way drop away, and we accept things as they are. The world no longer revolves around us. It just revolves. We come to accept that the day changes to night, the beautiful sunset and low-hanging white clouds, that the sunset changes to darkness and a chill fills the air, that overhead the sky is filled with countless stars, and then we walk slowly back to our cabin. And guess what? The cell phone rings, and we learn to accept that our sick friend has died. We learn to accept that crying is how we respond. This is our life, learning to live and move in harmony with change. If we cling to one outcome over another, we suffer. If we live in harmony and our friend dies, we are in pain, but we do not suffer. Therefore, living in harmony with the fact that life is change doesn't mean that we don't experience sadness, anger, or grief. If we do not cling to life over death, these emotions are an expression of being in harmony with change. When some things change, we are happy. This is being in harmony with impermanence. Now, impermanence makes every relationship that we have, whether it's with each other or the world, impermanence makes these relationships precious. It's a reminder not to waste one moment because we don't know if there will be a next moment. So let me respectfully remind you, life and death are of extreme importance. Time passes swiftly by and opportunity is lost. Each of us must strive to awaken. Awaken. Take heed. Do not squander your life. This is about impermanence and encouraging us not to take any day, any moment for granted. It may be our last. Thank you.